Temperatures across Massachusetts should get well into the 90s this weekend, and public health experts in the Northeast are worried about dangerous heat waves this summer. An estimated 12,000 Americans, mostly older adults, die from heat-related illnesses every summer. The coronavirus pandemic is increasing the risks facing older adults and making it more challenging for some to stay safe. WBUR's Miriam Wasser has our story.
Hi, Bruce.
Oh, it's my nurse. I got to go.
On a recent morning, Nancy Egger, a visiting nurse with VNA Care, makes the trip to Chelsea to see her patient, Bruce Matthews. Matthews, who's 69 and has some vision and diabetes-related mobility issues, is on the phone with a friend when she arrives.
Take care.
As Matthews hangs up, Egger positions her iPhone in front of him. I couldn't join her on this trip because of the pandemic, so FaceTime will have to suffice.
Bruce?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Miriam.
Hello, how are you? Welcome to my humble home.
Matthews moved into this spacious and sunny apartment in a senior housing complex earlier this year. Prior to that, he'd spent 9 years in a small room at the Chelsea YMCA.
In a way, I liked it because it had a swimming pool, steam room, gym, basketball court. You just couldn't get it any better.
Well, except for the heat.
The heat? Oh, my God. The heat in there was, you didn't have to even go in the kitchen to cook food. You can cook food in your room, you know. 3 walls and 1 window.
He couldn't put an air conditioner in his window, so he had to find other ways to cool off.
I would go down to Revere Beach, do all my stuff, my medicine in the morning, and then I fix up a little sandwich or something, and I would just go down to the beach and just let that breeze, that sea breeze, just hit you.
It took Matthews a few years to get placed in his new apartment, and he says he's so grateful to be here this summer because taking the bus to go to the beach just doesn't feel like a safe option. But others aren't so lucky. According to the CDC, older adults have a harder time adjusting to temperature changes than younger people. They're also more likely to have chronic health issues and take medications that affect their body's ability to stay hydrated.
I'm deeply concerned about this summer. I mean, first of all signs are that this is going to be one of the hottest summers in recorded history. And so there would be a lot of risk of heat deaths, heat illnesses, regardless of COVID-19.
This is Eric Kleinenberg. He's a sociologist at NYU who studies climate-related public health issues. He says that even in the best of times, older adults are more vulnerable to extreme heat events. And these are definitely not the best of times.
With the pandemic, we have asked people to stay at home and to maintain physical distance to survive. We have given that message especially to older people. But unfortunately, that also places them at greater risk of heat stroke, heat illness, and heat death.
In fact, it's kind of a perfect storm, he says.
If you drew a map of who's vulnerable to COVID and who's vulnerable to heat, it would look very similar. It's not exactly the same, but older people, people with underlying health conditions, poor African-American neighborhoods, have been extremely vulnerable to COVID, and they are also most vulnerable to heat waves.
Dr. Hollis Day, chief of geriatric medicine at Boston Medical Center, is also worried. She says a lot of her patients live on fixed incomes and either can't afford air conditioning or are reluctant to turn it on. And for them, the places they'd normally go to cool down, community cooling centers, senior centers, even restaurants and air-conditioned stores, are either closed or places they've been told to avoid because of crowds.
These are very vulnerable people in so many ways. You know, they're vulnerable to the virus. They're vulnerable to heat.
And they're vulnerable to social isolation, too. Between mobility issues and fears about taking public transportation, Day says this summer poses new challenges for many older adults.
Where we have had people in the past have an older adult buddy that you would check in on. With COVID, I don't know what will happen to that. Inviting someone into your home is a little more challenging.
To the extent you can, Day suggests calling the seniors you know regularly to check in, especially those who live alone. Kleinenberg, the NYU sociologist, agrees. He wrote a book about the 1995 Chicago heat wave that killed over 700 people and discovered that social isolation was one of the leading epidemiological risk factors for death.
And it's so important this summer that everyone understands the connection between heat risk and COVID risk and how those two might compound each other, and gets people talking. Because the truth is that with climate change, the dangers of heat are only going to get greater.
Back in his Chelsea apartment, Bruce Matthews says he's doing what he can to keep cool.
Because of the pandemic, I'm not going to the beach this year. The shower, that's about as far as I get to the water. I'm not messing with this pandemic, not at all.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.